From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Lippin reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama prepares to make his case at the Democratic National Convention for electing Hillary Clinton to succeed him as the nation's first female leader. Obama is due to speak at the event in Philadelphia in the coming hours. The White House released excerpts of his remarks in advance. In one quote, Obama says, "Until you sat at that desk, you don't know what it's like to manage a global crisis or send young people to war. But Hillary's been in the room. She's been part of those decisions." Of course, Hillary Clinton was a former Secretary of State. Well, U.S. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump has provoked outrage from his critics for encouraging Russia to share any emails that it has from Hillary Clinton. Trump was speaking in a Wednesday news conference where he downplayed accusations that he is close to Russia. Clinton's campaign manager has said there are signs that Russia hacked into the Democratic National Committee's email server and leaked embarrassing messages in order to help Trump's campaign. Trump called that idea ridiculous. He also told the news conference that he thinks Moscow may have potentially obtained potentially sensitive emails that Clinton deleted from her personal server while she was U.S. Secretary of State.
Russia, if you're listening, I hope you're able to find the 30,000 emails that are missing. I think you will probably be rewarded mightily by our press.
Clinton's campaign responded to that by saying this has to be the first time that a major presidential candidate has actively encouraged a foreign power to conduct espionage against his political opponent. Trump tweeted later that if Russia or anyone else has Clinton's deleted emails, they should hand them over to the FBI. You're listening to VOA. Well, prosecutors in the U.S. state of Maryland have dropped all charges against Baltimore City police officers awaiting trial in the death of an African-American man, Freddie Gray. The 25-year-old Gray died in April 2015 of spinal cord injuries suffered while he was handcuffed and unrestrained in the back of a police van. He had been arrested after running away from an officer. Gray's death in police custody sparked riots in Baltimore and national protests against perceived police brutality toward minorities. Baltimore's state attorney Marilyn Mosby said Wednesday she was dropping charges of wrongdoing against three officers involved in Gray's arrest. She said it was unlikely that she could secure a conviction of the three because she expected them to be tried by a judge who already has acquitted three other officers in the case. But a defiant Mosby told a group of supporters that she believes the judicial system was biased against Gray.
No matter how much we may disagree with his rulings, we do not believe that Freddie Gray killed himself. We stand by the medical examiner's determination that Freddie Gray's death was a homicide.
Well, the head of Baltimore's police union, Gene Ryan, rejected Mosby's allegation of bias as outrageous.
Justice has been done. Our union will continue to support our officers during the administrative hearings and believe these good officers will be returned to fulfilling their duties with the Baltimore City Police Department and serving the citizens of Baltimore City.
Well, Baltimore authorities have paid $6 million to Gray's family to settle the city's civil liability for his death. Turkey's government has announced the dismissal of more than 2,400 military personnel and shut down scores of media outlets. Wednesday's moves appear to be part of a widening crackdown by President Recep Tayyip Erdogan on his opponents in response to a failed coup against him earlier this month. And thousands of people lined the streets of the Congolese capital Kinshasa on Wednesday to welcome home opposition leader Etienne Tshisekedi, who spent the last 2 years having medical treatment in Belgium. The 83-year-old Tshisekedi did not address the crowds as he made his way from the airport. He plans to make his first public remarks at an opposition rally on Sunday. The opposition in the DRC hopes Tshisekedi's return will revitalize efforts to keep President Joseph Kabila from hanging on to power beyond the end of his two terms in December. More on those stories at voanews.com. I'm Michael Lippin in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.